You're listening to Small Bite Keto, Episode 1.
Is keto hard
to
do?
Can I be dairy-free and keto?
How can going
keto
benefit me?
What is keto exactly?
How do I know I'm in ketosis?
Welcome to Small Bite Keto, where we talk all things keto in small, digestible bites. From the foundations of what keto is and why to consider it, to tips and tricks for making keto easy and delicious, whether you're cooking at home or eating out, we cover it all. We also answer your questions. I'm your host, Susie Perkowitz, and if you're keto curious, Small Bite Keto is the place for you. So let's talk keto. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Small Bite Keto. Thanks for listening. I'm Susie, and I have been dabbling in keto for over 10 years. In fact, I went keto full-time almost 4 years ago. I am not a medical professional, but I have read a lot of research on keto. I have attended multiple conferences and listened to a ton of talks and podcasts. As a former broadcaster, I've also listened to many people share their experiences with keto. Truth be told, keto feels challenging at first for many people on many levels. From what to cook, to what to do if your family doesn't want to eat keto, to figuring out what to order at a restaurant. Some people find the concept itself, being keto, to be just plain confusing. Because, well, you can be dairy-free and be keto, or you can eat dairy and be keto. You can be vegetarian and be keto, or be a carnivore and be keto. You can certainly be gluten-free and be keto too, but you don't have to be if you don't want to. Another challenge is knowing when you're in ketosis or not, and exactly what being in ketosis means. What complicates the issue even more is that there are a lot of opinions on keto out there, and I mean a lot, in the media and even in the medical community. And many of these opinions are presented as fact rather than what they actually are, opinions. There's also a lot of substandard or just plain inaccurate research that labels itself as keto, when in fact, those conducting these studies never even tested research participants frequently to see if they were consistently in nutritional ketosis or not. And of course, a lot of people confuse variations on eating low carb as being keto, when often people who are low carb are not in nutritional ketosis. There's a difference. It's a minefield, my friends, a keto minefield. And we're going to carefully unpack it all here on Small Bite Keto. I'm going to bring you amazing experts, and we're going to tackle keto topics in small, easy-to-understand bites. We are going to talk delicious keto recipes that your whole family will love, and keto tips and tricks for eating out. We're going to dive into how to test to see if you're in ketosis, and what keto products are available to make your keto journey even more fun and easy. But first, I'd like to share with you the unexpected way that I found keto, and what made me decide to go keto full-time.
At Bridge Between, we believe that generosity is the future of leadership. That's why we coach corporate leaders on how to lead by generous example, creating workplaces where employees feel valued and invested, where wins are celebrated, and where teams feel engaged and connected. The secret ingredient is generosity. Generosity of time and attention and enthusiasm, starting from the simplest act, such as walking the halls and greeting your team. This creates an environment of trust with employees who are excited to collaborate on your next project. This will keep the trains on time while you meet every KPI and inspire a company that people love working for. The new CEO doesn't have to choose between innovation and company culture. They encompass both. Are you ready to be remarkable? Visit bridgebetween.com and get started today.
This is a Sheep Jam production, part of the Quad Pod Network.
Welcome back to Small Bite Keto. Many people assume I eat keto because I have monogenic diabetes. But actually, I found keto over 10 years ago as an endurance athlete when I was training for a race. This was many years before I knew I even had diabetes. In the endurance community, it was commonplace back then to carb load in training as well as before and during a race. This was something I struggled with immensely, because the more carbs I ate, the sicker they made me feel. Even though I was easily burning all the extra calories because I was training anywhere from 1 to 3 or more hours a day during training season. Commonplace fuels in races are sports drinks and gels and goos and sport jelly beans made of sugar and electrolytes. And all of my fellow racers seemed to swear by these things. But they literally made me sick when I ate them. They also made me feel weak and shaky. It just didn't work. So I had to seek out an alternative. I had to have something to eat during long races that gave me energy and made me feel good, not horrible. During training at home, I actually resorted to eating nothing. That felt better than being nauseous and shaky from sugar-based carbs. I knew I could eat a little fruit and feel okay, but fruit is kind of hard to carry on long training runs or eat during back-to-back hour-long spin classes. So I resorted to having a hearty meal after my training sessions. And even then, I still couldn't go heavy on the carbs because they still made me feel lousy. During races, when I simply had to eat, I just plain struggled. I tried bringing nutrient-dense whole grain carb bars one race. Not only were they hard to swallow while running, but they made me feel sick for hours. During another race, an aid station volunteer who knew me from races past saw me struggling yet again to eat something. She offered me half a turkey sandwich that she had left over from her lunch. I gladly thanked her, ate the meat and cheese from the sandwich, and then tossed the bread because it was too hard to chew while running. Afterwards, as I ran, when that food hit my system, I felt good. I felt energized. It was amazing. It was also really exciting. I finally found something that worked for me. I just didn't know how to incorporate it into my training or my races. After all, I couldn't carry turkey sandwiches with me while running for hours on end. Shortly after that race, I found an article about some endurance athletes who were using a ketogenic diet to provide an even, steady-state energy throughout long races and avoid that typical bonk that carb-eating athletes usually experience at some point. The article mentioned Dr. Peter Attia, an athlete himself and a researcher who is meticulously tracking the impact of keto on himself and his athletic performance. I was absolutely intrigued. I did more research and found a book by Dr. Jeff Volek on the topic and devoured it. After that, when I got to the final months before a big race, I went keto in my training and racing, and boy, it made a huge difference. I just loved it. The problem was that it was a commitment, as I was measuring literally every gram of food I ate. So after racing, I'd go back to my normal eating with carbs. And that's how I did keto for a number of years until what I call the big event. So what was that big event? Well, that was when I tried one more time to carb load in my training for a big race. I just really wanted to be a faster runner. And I was told that to be a faster runner, I needed that fast energy that carbs provided. So I carb loaded for 3 entire months in training right before the race. And during the race, I ate as many carbs as I possibly could. And I got weaker and weaker. At the very end, I was so weak they were feeding me flat Coca-Cola, trying to give me more energy. I did finish the race, but just barely. And less than 24 hours after I finished, I landed in the hospital and was diagnosed with diabetes. After the diabetes diagnosis, the diabetic nutritionist prescribed me to eat between 40 and 60 grams of carbs at every meal, plus 2 snacks of 20 grams of carbs each. Even though the diabetic nutritionist said this was a low-carb diet, it still left me feeling awful. And I still had trouble managing my blood sugars. So I got a second opinion, and I met with a certified diabetes educator who gave me a book called Dr. Bernstein's Diabetes Solution. Dr. Bernstein was a type 1 diabetic who, now in his 80s, had an A1C in the 4.2 to 4.6 range. He also had zero diabetes complications, eating the way he prescribed in his book. I was intrigued. When I read the book, although Dr. Bernstein never outwardly labeled his diet as keto, I quickly realized that his eating plan at 30 grams of total carbs per day was exactly that, a ketogenic diet. That same ketogenic diet I had used for my racing in years past, that I knew left me feeling alert and energized and good. The only challenge was that it still felt complicated and hard to do. It felt inconvenient at best, and like deprivation at worst, compared to eating whatever carbs I wanted, whenever I wanted. So it took me quite a while to figure out how to do keto in a way that was easy, in a way that was delicious and decadent. That was almost 4 years ago when I went keto full time, and I haven't looked back. And so this is my goal with Small Bite Keto, to uncomplicate keto and show you how truly easy it is, to help you understand the benefits of being keto and empower you to be able to try keto if you're inclined and to make educated decisions whether keto is right for you and how you want to do it. Small Bite Keto is a place to ask your keto questions and get answers. And if you want to embrace keto, I want to give you the tools to make it incredibly easy. I call my style of keto eating Mediterranean keto. It is the simplest way I can tell you about how I eat, because I primarily eat a Mediterranean diet minus the carbs. It's that simple. And then I also add in a few little fun bits like keto ice cream to have some variety. It's by no means the only way to do keto, but for me, it is a framework that's incredibly easy and delicious, and it's a useful starting point. So thank you for listening and welcome. Let's take off on this keto adventure together. Make sure you don't miss an episode of Small Bite Keto. Follow us on your favorite podcast player and check out smallbiteketo.com. You can also email your questions to questions@smallbiteketo.com. Oh my gosh, that sound means it's time for our very first listener mailbag. That's right, keto friends. If you have keto questions, you can submit them to us at questions@smallbiteketo.com, and we will do our best to answer them on the air. Jana from Florida wants to know what a net carb is. This is a really important question because it confuses a lot of people. Total carbs are listed in the nutritional information for any food item, be it an unprocessed or a processed food. You arrive at the net carbs when you subtract any fiber or sugar alcohols that are in that food item. Now, some people prefer tracking net carbs instead of total carbs. The problem with this is sometimes that means that a person is eating a lot of processed keto foods, which can defeat the purpose of going keto in the first place. Now, if you prefer focusing on net carbs and you don't mind doing the extra calculating and tracking that requires, and you're achieving your keto health goals, that's fantastic. Keep it up. But if you're just starting out on keto, or if you've struggled to stay in nutritional ketosis and achieve the health or weight loss goals you're seeking, I strongly recommend focusing first on total carbs. So that's it for this episode of Small Bite Keto. Thank you so much for listening, and so excited to have you on this keto adventure with me. Make sure you don't miss an episode. Follow Small Bite Keto on your favorite podcast player or check out smallbiteketo.com. You can also email any of your keto questions to questions@smallbiteketo.com, and we may just answer them on a future episode. Thank you for listening to Small Bite Keto. Be sure to follow Small Bite Keto on your favorite podcast player and get 2 new episodes every week. Small Bite Keto is a proud member of the Quad Pod Podcast Network. Visit QODPOD.com. That's QODPOD.com. Small Bite Keto is produced by Sheep Jam Productions. For all your audio production needs, visit sheepjam.com.